بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahullah, once, or perhaps on a few occasions, mentioned this. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala make what he said, that in the court of Almighty Allah it is an accepted principle. He said it is his dhok. Dhok means a feeling, a taste. It is his dhok that a person who takes the name of Allah once would love. He says, my heart tells me that Allah will not allow him to die on kufr. The man who takes his name one time with love, Almighty Allah will open up such ways and avenues that some way or the other, so much of effort of the devil, but Allah Tabarakallah will pull him. When the dhikr was taking place, that thought went through my mind. May Allah reward the organizers. How many boys have taken the name of Allah today? And with how much of love it was taken. May Allah Tabarakallah make it that it's not just a youth program. But this name of Allah can be taken to masjid and masjid, town to town. And people can be encouraged that no matter who you are, how far you are, nothing stops you saying Allah with love. He said, one time the person says the name Allah with love. He says, my dhok is, my feeling is, my taste, that Allah will not allow him to die in kufr. May Allah Tabarakallah make it true. May Allah Tabarakallah make this gathering a gathering which ensures the iman of every one of us. And may Allah Tabarakallah make it the beginning for youngsters in the world to be introduced to the name of Almighty Allah, where at the moment they're being introduced to everything else besides this name. There is no other thing in the world you can take its name with love. And thereafter you don't, however, live up to the demands of its love. But the being itself says, since you took my name with love, I'll make you my lover no matter what. It is only the being of Allah. When the Sahabi read La ilaha illallah, he read it with love. After that, obstacles which were in his way, Almighty Allah removed it. A nature came within him that everything was against him. But there was one thing that he had done, taken Allah's name with love, and Allah was now just pushing everything out of his way. Later on, the books of history will be written about these lovers. No other being in the world is such. You say to a girl, I love you. I want you. Please marry me. First thing she'll ask. She's not worried about your love. Ask the boy who goes on the samosa run. He can sit there and tell her, your eyes, your nose, your ears. What she'll say? Where I'm going to stay? With your mother? She's not worried about your love. She got her own story. Had she been, you love me, I'll do everything for you. I'll open up the doors. Any barriers, I'll remove it. Will she say that? She'll say, prove your love. Almighty Allah is the other. The individual who takes Allah's name with love. Allah puts in his heart such a nature, that he finds barriers opening up. He finds what I couldn't do yesterday has now become easy tomorrow. He finds what I was shy to say yesterday. I'm not shy anymore. You see a person coming back when I was in. Recently I went to one place, North Macedonia. It's a unique North Macedonia because there's no south of it. There's only north. How it got the north, I don't understand still. And I don't think those people also understand. But it became North Macedonia. So one Jamaat came back from 40 days. Very little deen in that country, but it's starting. And an amazing manner how it's starting. So this Jamaat came back in the Jamaat. Now two people gave their kar guzari. Whatever they said, I wasn't really listening. Number one, I don't understand the language. So someone was translating. So I wasn't bothered what he was saying, but somebody else was telling me his own story. As though, like, he's telling me about the person who's talking. So while he's talking, he said, this person, addicted to drugs. So they also have their drugs in their area. And that area is such, if you don't go out of the country to work, you do nothing in the place. There's no work. So after eat, everyone goes away. It's only the woman and the children left. And a few people who got some big businesses in the area. Otherwise, everyone goes. So there, in the morning, everyone will go to the coffee shop. It's a unique thing. Everyone will go coffee shop. There's enough coffee shops for the whole country. But in that coffee shop, it's one unique thing. Here in South Africa, they say, come home for tea. It means tea and everything with tea. It means supper. There, if they say, come for coffee, they're true to their words. They'll only give you coffee. There's nothing else with that coffee. Only coffee, and after that, to make it even more harder, they'll come ask you, can I get you more coffee? Nothing else but. Nothing in that shop, only coffee. That small coffee. So there, if the person is bored and he gets hooked to a drugs, there's nothing for him. He just every day smokes, just smoke, smoke. And then a time comes that the town people become fed up. So this person, as he went on to his way, a time came that some even said, let's just get rid of him now because he's owing people money and he's messing around. Finally, his father then told someone that, you know what, if you can do whatever you want with him, just take him somewhere. So that person said, when Jamaat is going, he said, take him in Jamaat. He never even believed in Jamaat, the father. But this boy goes, the Amir says to the boy, that make an intention. That you want to leave this thing and Allah will make it happen. So now when you're on a high, you make your intention. Only being is Allah. That the man talks, but Allah makes it happen. Only being. Nowhere else it happens. That I just have to make a claim. And Allah Tabarakallah says, I heard it. We call it dua. I want to be yours. And Allah Tabarakallah says, you mine. In the world of the people of piety, tasawwuf, sufiya, there's a word called abdal, which comes in one narration that in the lands of Sham, they are abdal. So this word abdal comes from ba, da, lam, badal. Badal means to change. And perhaps they got the name because the wording in the narration comes that whenever one passes away from them, Allah in his place. So to get the word in his place, abdala, Allah in his place brings another one. So there's discussion among the ulama regarding the strength of the narration, regarding the number of these abdal. Some have claimed to be 40, some have said 60, some have said in the lands of Sham 40, others around. There's a discussion. The unique point, however, is Mullah Ali Qari Rahimullah writes on this. He writes that Allah, if there are 40 or 60 of these abdal, and every time one passes away, then someone who's not from the abdal has to be brought into this to fill it up. So that group which is not from the abdal, according to the scholars, they got another name, and there are about 500 of them. There's about 500. So from that 500 now, one will be taken and he'll be made to fill up this abdal. So you get your 40 or your 60. So under that Mullah Ali Qari, now he wrote what the ulama discussed. It's working like that. Immediately he puts one dua. He says, Allah, I know I'm not from that 40 abdal. But I can ask you that when from that 500, when one passes, when one has to go to the abdal, one abdal passes away. So from the 500, one has to go. So it becomes 499. From that 490 now, you have to now fill it up. He said, I'm ready. He said, I'm ready. That when you have to fill it up, someone has to go. Why can't it be me? Now you might say, what a big talk it is. This is the meaning of dua. That dua is big. When Allah said, وَمَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ, the one who will turn his back from my deen, فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ, يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ. Allah says, I'll bring a nation after in their place. One man turns away, I will bring a nation in his place. They will love Allah, Allah will love them. We entered a time today where people are happy to say that I don't want to have anything to do with Islam. Sometimes you might read it on your phone. Sometimes your friend might come and say that I have nothing to do with this religion. At that moment, what dua will me and you make? One dua we can make is, Allah, you said if one goes away, you will bring a nation who loves you. Can I be part of that nation now? That someone has to come now. So if at the moment I'm not the lover, I'm asking you, when the gap comes, can I jump in? That one wants to walk out, let him walk out. Someone has to walk in. Not one has to walk in, a nation has to walk in. Can I not be part of that nation? Allah is the only being that you will put a request front, and Almighty Allah, when He signs, accept it, then the ball just starts rolling. Then things just start opening up. People will ask, how you survived, how you managed. I will give you an example. This boy, many of us would have heard his name somewhere in Ta'aleem. Or before that, we just go back to Macedonia, poor uncle. He's already in Jamaat, we better finish the story up. He was already suffering. So he said, Allah, I promise you that I'm not going to take this drug. So on the way now, he's asking the Amir Sahib, but what if I get that feeling like? But he already said to Allah, the deal was made, signed. So the Amir Sahib said, doesn't matter, cigarettes we can get, cigarettes. And you just, and you think you're taking it. So he said, okay, at least half a loaf, better than none. It just happens that wherever that tashkil was made, whichever place it was made, cigarettes, you get it everywhere. Drugs, you get everywhere. Anywhere you're looking for, in our madrasa, all madrasas. Sometimes we wonder, that boy just came yesterday. He only came yesterday and he got his background. But the other three boys are already his friends. They also got problems, we know of their problems. We wonder, how did these three, however, in one night pick up that he is from them? So the one person in the majlis said, in the mashura said, they see in their eyes. That you just see, this guy is our guy. He looks our guy. How they see it? Whoever, it's just in the eye. That eye story tells a lot. I mentioned this a few places, we'll mention it again. Watch out for the eye, and watch out for the feet. My one student, now alhamdulillah, Allah Pak has taken unique work from him. Amazing the system of Allah. I don't know what he's doing now, maybe he's teaching Bukhari Sharif also. But once upon a time in his life, he got caught with this. That time the simple phone was the smartphone, like there was no smartphone. So to send a message to a girl, you need to send lot tick, 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 tick. He used to make that tick, tick. So how long it take him at night, but he would message, 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 he would message. And it carried on for a while until finally he got caught or whatever, and then he had to carry on. But as he was carrying on, then the last meeting I had with him, so I asked him that, how you met her? Because we like to know so that we can stop somebody else meeting. So he said, we went in the holidays to this one place and she was there with her mummy, her daddy. I said, I understood that part I really know, but what I want to know is, she had parda. So she was standing on the side of the swimming pool, but she had parda. So how you had the courage to go and ask her for her phone number, like? She could have been someone's granny, like. And you come and say, give me your phone number. How? I said, I can't understand. How you go up to her in a 3 minutes and say, give me your phone number? So he said, I saw her toes. In the toe, the whole story was there. Whole story came in the toe. Her color, her... So it's the eye and the toe. Head over heel for the toe. Whatever that was off. So that person, he made a pledge to Allah, I'll give you. Now he's looking now. So when the time came and he's in that tashkil, he can't find the cigarette. So he and the Amir Sahib are walking now. And they're walking, and wherever they're coming to a shop, it just shows that guy says, you know what, I just had a couple, but now the last one sold out. But where's the next shop? He said, down the road. And there when they say down the road, the down doesn't come ever. We just carry on, carrying on. So they walked quite a bit. What he said, about 3 hours they walked.
and they could not find the cigarette. And then this person becomes irritated and he says, I'll never ever smoke again. He's angry with the cigarette. How dare you do that to me? So he came back and then he phoned his father in Macedonia. So I saw the father. I saw the boy. I saw the father. The father is also a very modern person. He saw the father and he told the father that you can go to the hospital and tell them that my file, he had a file in the hospital because they needed to give him certain medication. Because of his addiction, high level, that they have to keep him on a certain, they can't just pull it out. He said, you can go and tell them that they can close my file. I'm never going to take any drug again. Forget prescribed drugs, non-prescribed, even, I'm not going to take it. So his father goes to the hospital, because he pushes his father, go and cancel my. And at the hospital they say, it's not allowed this thing. It is not allowed, no person has ever in this manner closed the file. And the man said, my son just told me, so I have done what he wants. Close the file. They said, it's not allowed this. It doesn't happen. Whatever happened, when the father came back and he met his son after that 4 months or whatever, the father said a sentence. Very modern father. I saw the father. That's why the sentence has weight. What he said wasn't the best sentence, but obviously I understand he's a modern father. So he would say, call the television stations of the world. Call the radio stations of the world. Because they have claimed to the world that you cannot come out of addiction. He said, tell them to come here to this place. And I'm going to put my son on the camera. Now, putting his son on the camera is not right. I'm not saying what he's saying was right, but a modern father. So what he was going to say, he said, I want to put him on television so that the world can understand. If you want to come out from your addiction, go to Raivin. Why did I go to Raivin? Wasn't like, he said, go to Allah. But father, what the father, he's so modern. He said, you want to come out from your addiction, go there to Pakistan. Like, I looked at that boy and that boy is speaking. So I never heard what he spoke because he was just speaking, Allah is great. And they were, that person wasn't translating to me that he was translating. Let me tell you of this boy. That boy before going out said one thing, Allah, I want to leave it. And Almighty Allah signed for him. Cigarettes disappeared from his life. He could not find that cigarette until Allah Tabarak Ta'ala pulled it out completely. It is the only being that you can say, I want you. And Allah Tabarak Ta'ala will not say, and what are you going to do for me? But Allah will say, I'll make it happen. What Maulana said at night, speak to Allah for a few minutes. Don't ever think, who am I? Hazrat Hakim Sahab would say, when you're asking Allah, look at who is Allah. The world has changed. Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu anhu is this youngster. And he would see the same two things that affects me and you the hardest. One is the love of wealth, extreme wealth, to be the boss. And one is the love of a woman. For him, it was not the love of a woman he wanted to marry, it was the love of his mother. He was going to be affected with two major tests. But because Almighty Allah changed something in his heart, he was able to look at wealth, and he was able to look at his mother. And for both of it, he would say, and I chose Allah over both of you. I will just explain to you a little of this boy to understand what it was and what weight he had when he looked at the two. And me and you will wonder that how is this possible? And we go back to my first sentence. For me and you to say to Allah, I want to be that boy. I want to be that youngster. I want to be that person. I want to be yours. You become mine and I become yours. The poet said, Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hu. People are asking, what dua are you making? He said, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. I am saying, Allah, I now want you. Woh ho jaye mera, main ho jao uska. He becomes mine, I become his. Yahi ra din mein dua mangta hu. This is a dua I'm now making, Allah. Can I become yours? Perhaps one of that 500 is going into the 40. Allah, can I become of that 500? Allah, one is leaving your deen. A nation is going to be brought into your deen. Strong, can I be of that nation? Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu anhu, His mother is Khannas bintu Malik. Very fast I will translate some of these words. May Allah Tabarakala make it inspirational. He says, this was Fata Makkah. He was the youngster of Makkah. Shababan wa jamalan wa sabiban. He had the handsomeness, he had the youth, he had that status. His mother and his father loved him. His mother was extremely wealthy. His shoes, forget his clothing. وَكَانَ يَلْبَسُ الْحَضْرَمِيَّ مِنَ النِّعَالِ. His shoes his mother would order from Yemen, Hadramaut. His shoes were known, his clothing. وَتَكْسُوهُ أُمُّهُ أَحْسَنَ مَا يَكُونُ مِنَ الثِّيَابِ. His mother would get for him the best of clothing. وَكَانَ أَعْطَرَ أَهْلِ مَكَّةِ. He had the best perfumes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself would say, مَا رَأَيْتُ بِمَكَّةَ أَحَدًا أَحْسَنَ لِمَّا وَلَا أَرَقَّ حُلَّا وَلَا أَنْعَمَ نِعْمًا. I have never seen someone in Mecca who had more beautiful hair, who had more beautiful robes, who was living in more luxury than Mus'ab ibn Umair. He was munaqqam mudallal. He was pampered by his mother to such an extent. His mother was extremely wealthy, but she would not let the khadima do the work for her son. When he would go to sleep, his mother would take that bowl. His mother would put in some of that drink, that food. She would put it by his head. That when my son will wake up in the morning, first thing, if he's thirsty, my mother left something for him. If he's slightly hungry, my mother left. She was wild in his love, and he naturally appreciated this love. Whatever he wanted, his mother would give. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would one day look at Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu. This was when Islam now changed him. He says, مُقْبِلًا عَلَيْهِ إِحَابُ كَبْشٍ. Now when he was coming, he had on him the skin of a sheep. Now there was no clothing. Now an animal was slaughtered. Someone gave him the skin. He just put the skin on. Coming with the skin of the sheep, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, انظروا إلى هذا. Look at this boy. الَّذِي نَوَّرَ اللَّهُ قَلْبَهُ. Who Allah put a light on in his heart. Look at this boy who Allah put a light on in his heart. I found him between his parents. They would feed him the best of food, the best of drink. I saw him wearing a robe which was purchased for 200 dirhams. فَدَعَاهُ حُبُّ اللَّهِ وَحُبُّ رَسُولِ إِلَى مَا تَرَوْنَ. But the love of Allah and the love of the Rasul of Allah invited him. And when it invited him, he just got stuck with that magnet. When he got stuck with the magnets, what a lovely word someone has written. He says, you should understand that after accepting Islam, many people went through trials in Makkah Mukarramah. وَلَقَدْ مَرَّ بِمُصْعَبْ أَلْوَانٌ مِّنَ الْعَذَابِ كَغَيْرِهِ مِّنَ الصَّحَابَةِ. How other Sahaba were attacked, persecuted, punished. Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu was also bal ashadda. He says, but rather we would say what he had to go through was even more severe. Because he was pampered. His body was fine. He had never seen difficulty. First he has to see his mother. She gets the news of his Islam. She comes out screaming. She opens her hair. In that time everyone would cover. She opens her hair. She says, I will not now cover my hair. لا ألبس خمارا. I will never wear a scarf. I will never sit under any shade. I will not put on oil. I will not eat. I will not drink until you will leave this deen. And Mus'ab ibn Umair looks at his mother. He loves his mother, but he is just... His brother says to the mother, don't be mad. This boy, he's a pampered boy. He always says, I just cry and mommy will run. He says, leave him for a few days hungry, and then you will see him running back to you. The mother would continue. She would not stand under the shade. She would go stand in the sun until she would fall unconscious. Her other sons had to be flapping some leaves so the water can fall. She can't die. Mus'ab ibn Umair is locked up at home. They're not allowing him to go. They're not giving him food. He's having to see his mother in front. She stands, she falls, she's unconscious. They bring her in, they give her water, she comes again, she gets strength, she goes out again. Day in, day out, day in, day out. But the love of Allah and His Rasul had invited her. In that day, the love of this woman, the love of this woman, when Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu an, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam later on will send him to Medina Munawwara. He will be the first muallim of Medina Munawwara. In 1 year, he will make a revolution. Young, he passes away at the age of 40. So this was happening when he was about 30 years old. When he was about 30 years old, the greatest exams he has to see, his house arrested. No food is coming to him. He sees his mother falling. He sees his mother. When he comes back from Medina Munawwara, historians have written that the first thing he does is he rushes to the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He starts speaking to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam of how the people of Medina have accepted the dawah. House after house, village after village, everywhere there is someone reading kalima. He says, now, O Nabi of Allah, they're only waiting for you. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so happy with him. You made a revolution in 1 year. First Jummah, the man who starts the first Jummah in Islam is Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu an. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam writes to him that here in Makkah Mukarramah we cannot have a Jummah, you gather the people. First Jummah, everything he does in Medina Munawwara, he comes back. When he comes back, his mother sends a message to him. She says, Ya Aq, that, oh you rubbish son, oh you disobedient son, you have come to the city in which I live and you cannot even start with me. So he goes to visit his mother and he says, my mother, I will never begin with anyone before the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So she says to him, are you still firm on this? He says, I am on the deen of the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So his mother says, look at this word, and sometimes perhaps a girl will say this word to us. Nowadays the world has changed. People don't love mothers like how people love mothers in the past. Nowadays they'll tell their mother that, you know what, mommy, you did a lot for me. You also put that vase next to him. But the love of her invited me towards what you're seeing. Today other love has grabbed us. Other love. And the boy tells his mother that good luck. Like, but now somebody else cooks better than you. And then he goes in that direction. But who will ever be able to say to a girl, who? We saw this miracle. I don't know if I mentioned it here. When we were in the company of Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah, that boy came and he was very parishan because the girl who he met in university, when Morana said that, when he asked the question, what did I say last year? And no one knew. Morana shouldn't feel sad. We actually feel happy. Because it allows us to repeat the same bayan 100 times and no one remembers it also. Say, oh, first time I heard it. So this boy was very worried. So he came, someone told him, this sheikh got strong tawizat. Like perhaps he works with the jinn. So what happened? He and this girl, very close in university, they had a certain fight. So in your university, they have their assignments. You put it in your file, and at the end of the year, you're getting your marks, but you must show it now. When you show it, not like today when you have everything on computer, you have it on your file. And everyone very proud, they carry their file around. But he now, and when fighting with her, while he was talking with her and he had the file. So a girl is a girl, she can look pretty. But in her heart, if she wants to be a monster, she can be disaster also. She pulled his file away. She pulled it and she ran. Now he's running behind her in the university, she's gone with the file. And now she has hidden the file away. He needs his file. Every time he's going to the teacher, now he can't present the file. Where's the file? I forgot it now. Every time he's forgetting it, he's feeling hard and he can't tell them she stole my file. Like, what a stupid, a girl steals your file. Go get it back. And she's not. So someone told him, this sheikh or the ta'weez, they'll find this file for you, jinnat. So when he comes and he mentions, so Hazrat Hakim Sahib starts laughing. To see him laugh, when he would laugh, he would start crying. And this boy now, he's feeling, my heart is broken on my file. And this man is laughing. So Hazrat Hakim Sahib then just afterwards, he told him, you sit here. There was some ash'ar. Then one person used to have a person making jokes. He started making jokes. While he was making jokes, this boy started laughing. He laughed and he laughed. He forgot about his file. Few days later, I saw him coming again. Now he's not even asking about his file. He's just sitting, he's waiting for the joke majlis. They joking, he's laughing. Then Hazrat Hakim Sahab one day, because he must have been making mashara with Hazrat Hakim Sahab. So we noticed already he got hair now. A beard started coming out. So Hazrat Hakim Sahab said, Shabash, tell them that you're keeping a beard. So he said, tell him the story also. Tell him the story. He says that I found another love which has taken the place of that love. I found another love. So he says, now even if I don't get my file, so what? So what? So this girl now from far, she sees hair coming. According to her, he's hers. So even if she can't meet with him, he can't keep a beard. So very irritated, now she walks up to him in the university. Before he was like running behind. Now she comes to him and says, what's this ugly thing on your face? What is this ugly thing? So he says to her that I found a love which has taken the place of your love. And he walks away. Now a girl, when you say that, that's like Qiyamah now. Whoa! I'll murder her. Like, who's that one? And now she wants to know who's this love now. Where they can understand that there's another love. Like, she wants to know who's this love. So she starts now irritating him. And now one day he comes to the khanka and he's like, trill. Like, it's like, I won. So Hazrat Hakim Sahab, after when we had that one special majlis, he tells him like, Shabash, tell them your story. So he says that today when she came, she had her file. And when she's asking me, who's the girl, she hit the file on my chest. And when she hit it, and I grabbed it. And then I realized, hey, I got her file. And I ran away. Now she's running behind me. So Hazrat Hakim Sahab was like, see, like, she's running behind me now. So he said, then when the phone call came, I said, where's my file? I'll give you your file. So he said, finally we made the change. I got my file back. And then she said, now cut off this thing. So he says that I found another love. He said, it is a love which is my creator and your creator. And I now invite you also to that love. Now whether she accepted that invitation or she was just like shocked, he came back and he said, I got my file. We saw people who changed and every other love fell away. So when he looked at his mother when he came back from Medina Munawwara, his mother said to him, Ma shakarta ma rasaytuk. You know what I have gone through, but you don't appreciate. Marratan bi ardil habsha. One time you went to Abyssinia and I cried. One time you went to Yathrib, Medina Munawwara, I cried. And you come back in the city and you can't even start with me. He says, do you know what you are doing to me? Mus'ab ibn Umair gives an answer. May Allah make that answer mine and your answer. He says to his mother, may me and you say to that girl who got our heart. He said, Afirru bidini antaftinuni. My mother, you know why I'm running to other countries? I am running away with my deen because I'm scared you will put me in fitna. Meaning I got so much of love for you. You think it doesn't pain me when I see what you're doing. When the chance comes to go Abyssinia, I'm gone. Just so I don't have to see you. When the chance came to go Medina, I was ready. I cannot see you because I'm scared. Seeing you, I will be put in a problem. It's easier for me to go. Afirru bidini, who would ever say this? I'm staying far from you because I'm scared you will put me in fitna. Perhaps to a girl we'll have to say it. More than that, there, can we say it to our phones today? Especially that person who writes, or his wife has to complain, that my husband is addicted to his phone in such a manner. If it is a boy who got no wife, we tell the boy, get married. But if it's the man who's married, can we tell him, take a second wife? The woman of this town will kill us. We can't say that. What must that boy do to come out of his problem, get married? Then what about the man who's married? He has to ask himself, why does he take a phone into the toilet? that his own wife has to complain, my husband perhaps is a mufti, he's an alim, he's a hafiz, perhaps he's a sheikh. But at night he also goes with the phone in the toilets. He has to ask himself, what are you going to take snaps of in the toilets? Is there something to put on your Facebook account that see what kamal I did today? You know you're not going to take it. Is it you're scared there'll be load shedding and you won't be able to see what you're washing? Or is it that you know I'm entering the toilet with this phone because I'm not going for istinja to take out dirt. I am going to eat dirt. That individual has to look at that phone and say, one boy left for Abyssinia. He came to Africa. He went to Yathrib, Medina, Munawwara. When his mother said to him, do you know what you're putting me through? He said, I'm running away with my deen. I am scared you're going to spoil me. Can me and you look at that phone today and say, I'm scared you're going to spoil me. So if my bank account is with you, I'm going to make a new setup. I'm the boss. The phone can't be my boss. When that person says, I can't do without it. That's the biggest lie in the world. We can do without anything except Allah. One dua is where the person says, I ask you, Allah, to make me independent of everything except you. I ask you, Allah, to make me independent of everything except you. We all say, Ameen, Ameen. But when the man says, leave the phone, say, I can't. Why? I'm dependent on it. Not I am dependent. I don't want to lose my dependence on it. There are those friends who left that phone. When they left the phone, they said Allah gave them the enjoyment of the tahajjud in their lives. They left the phone, they went to bed early. They left the phone, they never understood the problems around them. Their depression went, and the one who was caught, either he got caught on a girl, or he got caught on cryptocurrency. If he got caught on the girl, he's sitting in the toilet there, and his own wife is saying, what is my husband doing in the toilet? And there's the other one who got caught in cryptocurrency. Hours and hours and hours at night. He wants to see, am I making money or losing money? Making money, losing money. Making money, losing money. Sometimes hours, nights will go and he will not sleep. His eyes will become red. You look at his face. You say, all this wealth for what? You lost your sleep. Leave the wealth, you'll get sleep. Mus'ab ibn Umair said to his mother, I am running away from you because I'm scared you will put me in fitna. May Allah tabarak ta'ala let me and you take that lesson. The Sahabi radiallahu anhu says, we saw Mus'ab ibn Umair. A time came, his mother kept him away from food. He became so thin, so thin. He says his skin would flap, like how the skin of a snake flaps. He says when he was going to Abyssinia on the first journey, they said his body was so fine that as he was walking in the desert, the little bit that his legs touched the ground, it started bleeding. They said one of the people in the Jamaat, the person says, I saw the Amir of the Jamaat showing so much of kindness to Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu, which he was not even showing to his own children on that journey. To his own family, just because he said this boy here never saw difficulty. He was bleeding, his body had become thin. The Sahabi radiallahu anhu says, we saw that time because of the weakness of his body, we had to give him a stick because he was unable to walk himself also. But then he goes to Abyssinia and Allah gives him the ability to get back his strength. When he comes back, whenever Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sees this boy, whenever Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would see this boy, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would repeat the same thing. Sometimes he would say, Alhamdulillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala li taqallubi dunya bi ahliha. He says, amazing is Allah, amazing is Allah, that how the world changes with its people. And he would say, I had seen this boy in the Quraysh. He was the best of the people of Quraysh. How his father and mother honored him. ثُمَّ أَخْرَجَهُ مِنْ ذَٰلِكَ حُبُّ اللَّهِ وَحُبُّ رَسُولِهِ. Then the love of Allah and the Rasul took him out.
On one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees him coming. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when he sees, first he cries for a little, and then he says, I had seen this boy by his parents, how they honored him. There was no youngster of the Quraysh who was like him. ثُمَّ خَرَجَ مِن ذَلِكَ. But he on his own left it all, searching for the pleasure of Allah. Then he says, remember a time will come, كَيْفَ بِكُمْ إِذَا غَدَى أَحَدَكُمْ فِي حُلَّةٍ. A time will come where you one day will also find that you will be able to go out in the morning with one clothing, and at night you will have another clothing. That's me and you. We got our clothing now, and we will have our pajamas tonight. You will go out in the morning in one cloth, at night you will have another. وَوُضِيَتْ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ صَحْفَةً وَرُفِيَتْ أُخْرَى. In front of you, one plate will be put and another one will be lifted. Meaning they'll say another curry is coming, another dish is coming. Now when you will get supper, you will just see, especially when students eat. We went with Jamaat, with one group of students to one uncle's house. The first time he saw students of a madrasa. When they're in madrasa, they're like lions. Once they get married, they become like tame. But when they're in madrasa, I saw that uncle, he just brought the chicken. As he went to go bring the roti, the chicken got finished. He picked up the chicken, he took it inside. I saw him coming with the chicken again. When he put the chicken down, he saw the roti was finished. He went inside to finish roti. I saw him taking that plate the third time and not coming out with that plate, because the chicken was finished. I saw it on his face now, no chicken. I then said to him, uncle, these are Darul Uloom students. You can go 100 times up and down. They'll carry on saying, Halmim Mazid, we got more place. I said, bring the tea. Just bring the tea. The tea means it's over now. Came over, they go away then. He said, the day will come where you will bring platter and take platter, bring platter, take platter. Sahaba radiallahu anhu was shocked. وَسَتَرْتُمْ بُيُوتَكُمْ كَمَا تَسْتُرُ الْكَعْبَةِ. He says, the day will come that you're seeing this covering on the Kaaba. Your houses will have this covering. Go in our houses today and you will see every window got a beautiful curtain. And some of those curtains are higher than the window. Sometimes you say to your wife, can't you just pay less? The window only starts, you say, you mad. The window starts from the top and it goes to the bottom. He says, as the Kaaba is covered, you will be covering in your houses. Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, O Nabi of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, نَحْنُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ خَيْرٌ مِنَّا الْيَوْمِ. What a wonderful time it will be. نَتَفَرَّغُ لِلْعِبَادَةِ وَنُقْفَ الْمَؤُونَةِ. We will be able to devote ourselves to the worship of Allah. We will not have to work at that time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a Nabi. He says, أَنْتُمْ الْيَوْمِ خَيْرٌ مِنْكُمْ يَوْمَ إِذٍ. He says, no, today you are much better than that day. Because when that day will come, when the man finds free time, he will not go to Allah. He will go to the devil. Everything coming from Allah. All the ease coming from Allah. But when he will find his free time, he will just not be able to say Allah. Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu anh, he passes away in the battle of Uhud. And at that time, one sahabi radiallahu anh would say, days came later on in Medina where the world opened up from us. And we were all able to now taste the fruits of our suffering. He says, but there were those who never tasted one fruit of the suffering. He says, amongst them was Mus'ab ibn Umayr. Allah wanted him to get everything in the hereafter. Even when he passed away, they did not have enough to cover his body. On that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he goes around looking at the martyrs of Uhud, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first reads this verse of Quran. When standing on the body of Mus'ab ibn Umayr, may Allah tabarak ta'ala make this ayat that it applies to all of us. When I will read this ayat, even if you don't know the meaning, say, Allah, make me from amongst them. And when I will translate it again, we will say, Allah, make me from amongst them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reads the ayah. مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ. From the believers are those people who were truthful to Allah in the promise they made to Allah. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ. There are some amongst them who have fulfilled their oath and they have gone. There are others who are still alive and are waiting to fulfill their oath. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. They have not broken the oath.
May Allah make all of us from amongst them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, bear witness that these are shuhada inda Allah yawm al-qiyamah. They are those martyrs by Allah. Fa'atuhum wa zuruhum. He says, go to them, make ziyarat of them. When we'll go to Medina Munawwara. And now you go to the martyrs of Uhud. They are Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu anhu. وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِي Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, by the qasam of Allah, no one till the day of Qiyamah will make salam to them, إِلَّا رَدُّوا عَلَيْهِ But they will give answer to his salam. When we will go and stand, where they say these are the martyrs of Uhud, we will take a lesson, that how one Allah said, you are mine, and how he became. Thereafter the love of wealth, the love of a woman, nothing was able to come in front. Although the love that he had was still there. But he said, I run with my deen because I don't want you to put me in fitna. Me and you, number one, take the name of Allah with love. How we took it today, we don't need Marna Anis that he has to say Allah and we say Allah. Definitely we're not going to have his voice. But when we will say Allah, Almighty Allah is not asking for a voice. Allah is asking for the word Allah. Say that. Just say, Allah, I love you. Just say, Allah, make me yours. Say, Allah, forgive me. Just say, Allah. As Rakim Sahib says, my dhok, the man who takes once the name of Allah with love, Allah will not let him die in kufr. And then continue taking the name of Almighty Allah until Allah Tabarak Ta'ala signs. And when that signature is made, you mine. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala make it for all of us. Then the doors just start opening. We will still find a girl who we love. We will still find wealth that we love. But at that time it will become easier to say, I found some other love now, because of which I am running with my deen, so that you can't put me into fitna. Wa akhiru da'wana. Anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.